This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. COVID vaccines become available on Friday to everyone 16 and older. CPR's John Daly reports.
That's about 2 weeks sooner than Governor Jared Polis had forecast. But the governor says he's confident many venues like pharmacies, hospitals, and mass vaccination sites are ready to ramp up as the federal government ships more vaccine.
This is a really important step that Colorado will be taking. It means we're now reaching this wide level of vaccine distribution.
Colorado joins a wave of states expanding eligibility. The governor is urging people to sign up as soon as they can, but also to be patient as it'll take time to get through this largest phase of the vaccine rollout. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The TSA is hiring 150 security officers for the Denver airport. Colorado Security Director Larry Now says more travelers are expected this summer.
Our volumes have returned from pre-pandemic, and we found ourselves with a need to immediately hire new employees for screening operations.
TSA is holding a job fair today and tomorrow at the Crowne Plaza Denver Airport Hotel. Today's weather, warm and windy with critical fire conditions. There's a red flag warning for the eastern plains and southern Colorado, including the I-25 corridor from Colorado Springs to the New Mexico border. The warning is in effect for Colorado Springs until 8 tonight. 73 in Denver, 71 in Colorado Springs. It's 81 in Pueblo. This is CPR.